माधव कुंज विहारी जय। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय। यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल नित्य गौर ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयोर्मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्रीमद्भागवतम दसवां स्कंद कैंटो नंबर 10 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट 7 श्री गर्ग उवाच यदूनामहमाचार्यः ख्यातश्च भुवि सर्वदा सुतं मया संस्कृतं तेः मन्यते देवकी सुतां यदूनामहमाचार्यः ख्यातश्च भुवि सर्वदा सुतं मया संस्कृतं तेः मन्यते देवकी सुतां यदूनामहमाचार्यः ख्यातश्च भुवि सर्वदा सुतं मया संस्कृतं तेः मन्यते देवकी सुतां मन्यते देवकी सुतां श्रीगर्ग उवाच यदूनामहमाचार्यः ख्यातस्य भुवि सर्वदा सुतं मया संस्कृतं मे मन्यते देवकी सुतां श्रीगर्ग उवाच यदूनामहाचार्य ख्यातश्च भुवि सर्वदा सुतं मया संस्कृतं ते मन्यते देवकी सुतां श्रीगर्ग उवाच यदूनामहमाचार्यः तं ते मन्यते देवकी सुतां શ્રી ગર્ગવાચ. ગર્ગ મુનિ સેડ, યદુ નામ ઓફ ધ યદુ ડાયનેસ્ટી, અહમ આઈ એમ આચાર્ય, ધ પ્રિસ્ટલી ગાઈડ ઓર પુરોહિત, ખ્યાત ચ, દિસ ઇઝ ઓલરેડી નોન, ભુવિ એવરીવેર, સર્વદા ઓલવેઝ, સુતમ દસન, માયા બાય મી સંસ્કૃતમ, હેવિંગ અન્ડરગોન ધ પ્યુરિફિકેટરી પ્રોસેસ, આઈ ગેસ, તે ઓફ યુ મન્યતે વુડ બી કન્સિડર્ડ દેવકી સુતમ, ધ સન ઓફ દેવકી. ટ્રાન્સલેશન, ગર્ગમુનિ સેડ, યુ કેન રિપીટ આફ્ટર, ગર્ગમુનિ સેડ, માય ડિયર નંદ મહારાજ, આઈ એમ ધ પ્રિસ્ટલી ગાઈડ ઓફ ધ યદુ ડાયનેસ્ટી, ધીસ ઇઝ નોન એવરીવેર, ધેરફોર ઇફ આઈ પરફોર્મ ધ પ્યુરિફિકેટરી પ્રોસેસ ફોર યોર સન્સ, કમ્સ વિલ કન્સિડર ધેમ ધ સન્સ ઓફ દેવકી. પર્પટ બાય શિલ પ્રભુપાદ. શિલ પ્રભુપાદ કી ગર્ગમુનિ ઇનડિરેક્ટલી ડિસ્ક્લોઝડ દેટ કૃષ્ણ વોઝ ધ સન ઓફ દેવકી, નોટ ઓફ યશોદા. સિન્સ કંસ વોઝ ઓલરેડી સર્ચિંગ ફોર કૃષ્ણ, ઇફ ધ પ્યુરિફિકેટરી પ્રોસેસ વર અન્ડરટેકન બાય ગર્ગમુનિ, કંસ માઇટ બી ઇન્ફોર્મડ દેટ, એન્ડ દેટ વુડ ક્રિએટ અ કેટાસ્ટ્રોફે. ઇટ મે બી આર્ગ્યુડ દેટ ઓલ્ધો ગર્ગમુનિ વોઝ અ પ્રિસ્ટ ઓફ ધ યદુ ડાયનેસ્ટી, નંદ મહારાજ વોઝ also belong to that dynasty. Nanda Maharaj, however, was not acting as a Kshatriya. Therefore, Gargamuni said, if I act as your priest, this will confirm that Krishna is the son of Devaki. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjala Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha શ્રી ચૈતન્ય મનોભીષ્ટમ સ્થાપિતમ યેન ભૂતલે સ્વયં રૂપ કદહ મહ્યં દદાતિ સ્વપદાંતિકમ. નમો વિષ્ણુપાદાય કૃષ્ણ પ્રેષ્ઠાય ભૂતલે શ્રીમતે ભક્તિ વેદાંત સ્વામિનિતિ નામિને. નમસ્તે સરસ્વતી દેવે ગૌરવાણી પ્રચારિણે નિર્વિશેષ શૂન્યવાદી પાશ્ચાત્ય દેશ તારિણે. નમો મહાવદન્યાય કૃષ્ણ પ્રેમ પ્રદાય તે કૃષ્ણાય કૃષ્ણ ચૈતન્ય નામિને ગૌરતુસે નમઃ. પંચાતાત્મકમ કૃષ્ણ ભક્તરૂપ સ્વરૂપકમ ભક્તાવતારમ ભક્તાખ્યમ નમામિ ભક્તશક્તિકમ. હે કૃષ્ણ કરુણા સિંધુ દીનબંધુ જગત્પતે ગોપેશ ગોપિકાકાંત રાધાકાંત નમોસ્તુતે. તપ્ત કાંચન ગૌરાંગી રાધે વૃંદાવનેશ્વરી વૃષભાનુસુતા દેવી પ્રણમામિ હરિપ્રિયે. જય શ્રી કૃષ્ણ ચૈતન્ય પ્રભો નિત્યાનંદ શ્રી અદ્વૈત ગદાધર શ્રી વાસાદિ ગૌરભક્તવૃંદ. હરે કૃષ્ણ હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે હરે, હરે રામ હરે રામ 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 હરે હરે. હરે કૃષ્ણ. સો વિથ ધ બ્લેસિંગ્સ ઓફ માય ગુરુ મહારાજ, માય શિક્ષા ગુરુ, એન્ડ ઓલ ધ વૈષ્ણવ્સ હુ હેવ એસેમ્બલ્ડ ઇન ફ્રન્ટ ઓફ મી એન્ડ હુ આર વોચિંગ એન્ડ હિયરિંગ મી ઓનલાઈન, ઓન ધ સ્ટ્રેન્થ ઓફ ધેર બ્લેસિંગ્સ આઈ એમ ગોઈંગ ટુ સ્ટાર્ટ this Bhagavatam class. This is the first time I am giving class specially in this temple, so please forgive me if I commit any mistakes. Hare Krishna. So I begin with some few glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna swadhama upagate dharma jnana bhidhi saha કલૌ નષ્ટ દૃશ્યમ એષ પુરાણાર્ક અધુનોદિતઃ. સો વેન લોર્ડ કૃષ્ણ રિટર્ન ટુ હિઝ અબોડ, હી લેફ્ટ શ્રીમદ ભાગવતમ ઇન ધીસ વર્લ્ડ, એન્ડ દેર ઇઝ નો ડિફરન્સ બિટવીન શ્રીમદ ભાગવતમ એન્ડ લોર્ડ કૃષ્ણ. એન્ડ શ્રીમદ ભાગવતમ વિલ એક્ટ લાઈક અ સન વિચ વિલ ડિસિપેટ ઓલ ધ ડાર્કનેસ ઓફ ધીસ હોલ વર્લ્ડ. And this is not only the opinion of previous acharyas, but also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu matam idam, Srimad Bhagavatam pramanam avalam prema pumartu mahan. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost authority and it's the ripened fruit of all Vedic scriptures. In Chaitanya Charitam, in one of the Vaishnava bhajan, so in order to know the glories of Lord Krishna and his pastimes, it's very important to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. In one of the bhajan it is said, Vaishnavera pada dhuli tahe mora snana keli tarpan mora Vaishnavera nama vichara kariya mane bhakti rasa swadane madhyastha shri bhagavat purana. So many people, almost everyone in this world takes bath daily, but for a Vaishnava it's important. Vaishnavare pada dhuli tahe mora snana keli. So daily one should take bath from the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. What it means, one should follow the instructions of Vaishnavas and also meditate on the instructions of Vaishnavas daily. Tarpana mora Vaishnavera nama. And as soon as I hear the name of a Vaishnava, I feel immense bliss. Vichara kariya chitte, vichara kariya mane, bhakti rasa aswadane. And whenever the desire to taste the nectar of Lord Krishna's pastimes arouses in my heart, madhyastha shri bhagavata purana, then only I can have the source of, or the only source from which I can get the nectar is that Srimad Bhagavatam. And not only Bhagavat Purana, but a devotee Bhagavata. Because for so many centuries, for so many years, the Srimad Bhagavatam was there. But still, people were not able to take the advantage of it. Especially when Srila Prabhupada given this commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, this created a huge transformation in the whole world. So Bhagavat presents Bhagavat. Only a devotee has an authority, a pure devotee has an authority to present Srimad Bhagavatam as it is. So I offer obeisances to Srimad Bhagavatam Srila Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave this a precious jewel to understand Lord Krishna and his pastimes. But who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Yore me sahavallabhi ramayate vrindavane harnisham yah kansani jaghana kauravarane yah pandavanam sakha soyam vaishnava danda mandita bhujah sanyasa vesha swayam nihisandeham upagatah kshititale chaitanya rupa prabho. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non different than Lord Krishna, Yoremi Sahavallavi Ramayate, who was having pastimes with all the gopis day and night, Vahya Kansa Nijaghana Kauravarane, and who has killed the Kansa also, and who helped Pandavas to kill Kauravas, that Lord Krishna. Soyam Vaishnava Dandi Mandita Bhujaha Sanyasa Vesha Swayam, and that same Lord Krishna has appeared in Kali Yuga as sannyasi. Nisandeha upagata kshititele sannyasa rupa prabhu, chaitanya rupa prabhu. And there is no doubt that Lord Krishna is the same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of devotee. He is appearing. So Srimad Bhagavatam, this chapter wherein the verse where Garga Muni is anxious that Lord Krishna will be in danger, especially if they do this Namakaran ceremony, or what do you say, naming giving ceremony with great pomp and with great celebration. If they do it, it was obvious that Kansa will know this. So the question may arise, why is anxious? Garga Muni is a great sage and Tattvadarshi. The answer is in Bhagavad Gita also. Name viduh suragana maharsham, name viduh suragana maharsham, maharshinam cha sarvashah, ahamadiri devanam, name viduh suragana maharshaya, what is that? Prabhavanna maharshaya, ahamadiri devanam, maharshinam cha sarvashah. Not only sages, demigods, no one can understand the unlimited glories of Lord. No one can confirm this, that I have understood Lord Krishna completely. Nantam vidami munayo agrajaste maya balasya purusho kutavaraye gayan gunani dashasatanani adi devah shesha adhunapi samavasyati nasya param. There is no limit to the glories of Lord. Na antam vidami ami munayo purushasya avara kuto avaraye agrajaste purushasya avara kuto avaraye. Because Lord's qualities are unlimited. The Sheshnag, Balram ji is timeless. It's like it's singing the glories of the Lord for unlimited time. Still it's not coming to end. Niravadhi Krishna Guna Antanahi Pana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, there is no end to the glories of the Lord. That's why it's very difficult to understand Lord Krishna. And here Garga Muni is anxious. About whom? Who is Lord Krishna? Shri Krishna Krishna Sakha Vrishni Vamsha Vrishabhavani Druga Rajanya Vamsha Dhanana Pavarga Virya Govinda Godija Surarati Haravatara Yogeshwara Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. Srimati Kunti Maharani in the last verse of her prayer says, Shri Krishna Krishna Sakha Vrishni Vamsha Vrishabhavani Druga Rajane Vamsha Dhanana Pavarga Virya. Lord Krishna has appeared in this world. Krishna Sakha is a friend of Pandavas. He has appeared for the purpose to deliberately, you know, to liberate the world from the Asuric Kshatriyas. Rajane Vamsha Dhanana Pavarga Virya Govinda Godija Surarati Haravatara. And he is the Govinda, Godvija. He is the maintainer of Brahmanas and cows. Yogeshwara Akhila Guru Bhagavan Namaste. And he is the Lord of all the yogis. He is that Lord Krishna. Arjuna also confirms, Param Brahma Param Dhamam Pavitram Paramam Bhavam Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adi Devam Ajam Vibhum Ahustvam Rishaya Sarve Devarshir Naradastatha Asita Devala Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. So Arjuna is also confirming, after hearing the instructions of Lord Krishna and about himself, Arjuna was saying, Param Brahma Param Dhamam Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. You is the greatest shelter, you is the greatest abode. Param Dharam, Param Brahma Param Dhamam Pavitram, you are the purest of pure. And this is not confirmed only by Arjuna, but also Asita, Devala, Vyasa, all the sages also confirm this. Some may say, oh, but Lord Krishna is your little child. You know, maybe people get confused by this. Yes, the same little child who has absorbed Markandeya Muni, when he desired to see the illusory energy of Maya, when he approached, when he prayed to Narayana Rishi, that please show me your illusory energy. And at the climax stage of that illusion, wherein Markandeya Muni sees a small child who is licking the toe of his feet on a leaf of a banyan tree. Kararavinde padaravindam Mukharavinde vinisheyantam Vatasya patrasya puteshayanam Balam mukundam manasasmarami Shri Krishna Govindam Hare Murare He Nath Narayana Vasudeva Jihve pivatvam britaeta deva Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. The same Lord Krishna. although he's little, but the same Lord Krishna has killed Putna. And this was definitely, Garga Muni was aware of this. But still he was anxious. And he was not acting as anxious, he was anxious. He was thinking that how to protect this small child. And it is, you can compare this bhava, especially with the Vatsalya bhava, especially there are many devotees who have this bhava, maybe like Yashoda Mata or Nanda Maharaj, the fellow gopis who were with the same age level of Yashoda Mata, they were also having the same Vatsalya bhava towards Lord Krishna. And similarly, Nanda Maharaj, not so intimate like Yashoda Mata, but still he was also having Vatsalya bhava, and even Garga Muni also. So the essence of Vatsalya bhava is to protect the child. The child is dependent on the devotee. Usually when a devotee approaches Lord or he prays to Lord, he shows that he is dependent on Lord. But the advancement, the last stage of the advancement is that wherein a devotee feels that Lord Krishna is dependent on him. So Lord Krishna needs protection. So usually, so in this case, Garga Muni is thinking that how to protect Lord Krishna. Rather, on other hand, Shishi Radharaj Vyari Bhagwan Ki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki. So devotee is thinking how to protect Lord Krishna. Rather, Lord Krishna is protecting his devotees. Agre kurunaham yatha pandivanam dishasanena ritakesha vastra Krishna tadakroshananyanatha Govinda damodar madhaveti. In the midst of assembly, wherein Draupadi Mata is disrespected and Dushasana is trying to disrobe her, and she is calling Lord Krishna with full energy, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti, and Lord Krishna is saving her. Satyam vidhatum nijabhritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu chatmanah adrushatati adbhuta rupam udvahan stambe sabayam namrigam namanusham. In order to protect the words of his devotee Prahlad Maharaj, when Hiranyakashipu asked, where is your Lord? Is he there in the pillar? He's everywhere, you are saying. So he must be there in the pillar, inside the pillar also. So yes, in order to confirm the statement uttered by a devotee, Lord Narasimha appeared. Satyam vidhatu nijabhritya bhashitam. There is no other cause. Although in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. But the main cause of Lord's appearing is to please devotees. Because just by the desire of Lord, there is a creation, there is a destruction. What to talk about killing these demons? It's a very small job for Lord. Srishti siti pralaya sadhana shakti reka chayeva yasya bhuvanarti bibharti durgaha ichhanurupam api cheshtate saha govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. It may be creation, it may be destruction done by Goddess Durga as per the permission given by Lord Krishna. So what to talk about killing this demon? So only to please the devotee, only to fulfill, only to confirm the statement of his pure devotee, Lord appeared in the form of Lord Narasimha and protected. Krishna Krishna Mahabaho Bhakta Nama Bhayankara Tvameka Dahyamana Nama Pavarga Shishamsritaha. When Ashwathama, there was no option for him, he will be either killed or he will be, you know, under the custody of the Pandavas. He was running to save himself. Only option left was to shoot a Brahmastra. Without knowing the knowledge to withdraw the Brahmastra,
And Ashwatthama did that mistake. And as soon as he shooted Brahmastra, and Arjun was completely, he was clueless what to do now. Because there was no time to withdraw that Brahmastra properly. So he was approaching Lord Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Mahabaho, Bhaktana Mabhayankara. You are the only one to whom one can take shelter, Bhaktana Mabhayankara, and you remove the fear of a devotee. Tomekatahiyamananam apavargasi samsritaha. One who wants to liberate from this material world, one should take shelter towards you. What to talk about this danger of Brahmastra? So Lord Krishna saves the Pandavas from the Brahmastra also. So the same Lord Krishna who is protecting his devotees, and when the devotee is thinking to protect the Lord, this creates confusion in the minds of the common people especially. And they argue with this point usually. But they will not understand the intimacy of the glories of Lord Krishna because they are not devotee. Bhaktamam abhijananti yavanyashyasmi tatvatah tatomam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. In an office, many people who have worked in office, they must be knowing that there are limited number of PCs in an office, for example, and sometimes there are two shifts using the same PC, one in the morning shift and one in the night shift. And the morning shift person has his login and password, and the evening person also, the evening shift also has his login and password. There are some secret confidential data which is in the PC, which is not revealed for some people. So it is locked by a password. Similarly, although this is Srimad Bhagavatam, although there is Bhagavad Gita available in the market, but still, one will not be understood, one will not be able to understand the intimate glories of Lord Krishna till he don't get the password. And that password will be given by the spiritual master. When Krishna, one says that I am a devotee of Krishna, Krishna says he is not my devotee. Mad bhaktanam teye bhaktas teme bhakta tamamatah. One who says he is my devotee, he is not my deity. One who is my devotee's devotee, he is my devotee. So what is the eligibility? To become a devotee's devotee, that is eligibility to get the password, to understand the intimate glories of Lord Krishna. So here, we have to understand the role of Yogamaya. The term Yogamaya is many times used, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita also, but it's used in different contexts sometimes. Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavritaha mudho mam nabhijananti loko mam ajamavyayam. One cannot understand the glories, the unlimited glories of mine, because they are foolish people. Naham prakasha sarvasya, I don't manifest myself to everyone. Why? How he covers himself? Yogamaya samavritaha. Due to yoga maya, which acts like a mahamaya to all the common people, that's why, even after hearing so many times the pastimes of Lord Krishna, even sometimes read the so-called commentaries of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which are not authorized, still they will never become devotee. Avaishnava mukhodurigina putam harikata amritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpochishtam yathapaya. Milk is pure, it's very healthy, but when it's touched by the tongue of a snake, it becomes poison. Similarly, Lord Krishna's pastimes, its glories, it sounds very sweet to everyone, almost for all the people. But it may act like a poison for a person who is hearing from a Vaishnava, from a non-devotee. So many a time, sometimes it is seen, even in devotee community, sometimes they hear from here and there. That is very dangerous. because we have immense collection of literature, we have immense collection of lectures within ISKCON itself by Srila Prabhupada and his disciples and the bona fide devotees. So there is no way, there is no need to hear about Krishna or scriptures from non-devotee communities. This will safeguard our sanctity and chastity in devotional life. So coming back, when Krishna is protecting his devotee, so why there is a need? Because Krishna wanted it. If everyone knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for example, Yashoda Mata knows that he is Godhead, he is Supreme Lord, then why there is a need to take care of Lord Krishna? So the sweetness of pastime will not manifest. Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya acts even in devotee, even in the circle of devotees and Lord Krishna, in a different way, not like a normal people. Yoga and Maya. Yoga means connection towards Lord. Connecting with the Lord is yoga. Maya means forgetting the Lord is Maya. Literal word meaning. But when the two words combine, yoga Maya, in this context, the meaning is, although in contact with the Lord, but forgetting the supremacy of Lord. A person, a devotee, is in contact with the Lord, a very close contact with the Lord, but forgetting the supremacy of the Lord. And this helps in increasing the sweetness of the pastimes of Lord. That's why it's one of the acharya says, adharam madhuram, vadanam madhuram, nayanam madhuram, hasitam madhuram, gamanam madhuram, gopya madhura. Everything is sweet of Lord. Lord Vishnu is there to officially confirm that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Lord Krishna usually don't like to show that he is supreme. I think day before yesterday I was hearing in the ashrama the morning lecture of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was giving an example, one story was narrating that there was one person who was a foreigner and who was visiting many temples, and it was obvious that there are many demigods worshipped in India, and he was going to each temple, but later on he confirmed that I think Lord Krishna is the supreme without any shastric evidence. Why? Because all the demigods had some weapons in his hand, his or her hand. They are not free from fear. But Lord Krishna is the only Lord who is enjoying. And one who is, you know, tension free, who is enjoying, I think he is Supreme Lord. So Lord Krishna, for his enjoyment, Yoga Maya acts among the devotees to forget the supremacy of the Lord so that the pastimes becomes more sweeter. It's not that the devotees don't know at all that Lord Krishna is the supreme. When the Yoga Maya wants, the forgetfulness, the remembrance comes, and when the Yoga Maya don't want, the forgetfulness is there. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matasmriti jnanam upahanam cha vedya sarvaraham eva vedya vedanta krit veda vichaham. Even Lord Krishna confirms the statement that I bring remembrance, I bring forgetfulness also. So what to talk about devotees? So in order to increase the nectar of the pastimes, Lord Krishna is doing this. So coming to the same point, that it's not that devotees don't forget it. It's confirmed in even Gopi Gita also. Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavat Akhila Dehina Antaratma Drik Vikhana Sarthito Vishwa Guptaye Sakhe Udeivan Satvatam Kule. Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhava. It's not that Yashoda Mata and Nand Baba don't, it's not that you are the child of Yashoda Mata and Nand Baba only. This glory, your glory is not limited to this only. Something beyond this. Vikhana sarthito vishwa guptaye. Main purpose is this. Brahmaji has requested you to appear in this world in order to kill the demons who are making havoc, and they are torturing the devotees. In order to protect the devotees, Brahmaji requested you to come here. So you are that Supreme Lord. Nakhalu gopika nandano bhavat akhila dehina mantaratmadrik. You are none other than the same Paramatma who is residing in each and every hearts of individual.
Upadrishtanumantacha paramatmeticha apyukta.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna confirms same thing. Upadrishta, I am the seer, you know, he sees everything. There is nothing is hided from Lord. Someone may think that, you know, I will do something alone. It's not possible. What to talk about Supreme Lord? Even the demigods are watching that person. So Lord Krishna, as in the form of Paramatma, he sees everything. Anumantacha, he is permitting. Even to commit sins, even to do pious deeds, he is giving permissions. So he is the same Paramatma. Antaratma drika. Vikhana sarthito vishwa guptaye. The main purpose is to protect the universe, to protect the earth. You are appearing in this world. So gopis knew this. But as soon as Lord Krishna manifested in front of Gopi, forgotten. Because if they again remember this, the reverential mood to worship Lord will automatically come. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada also advises that one should never imitate Nitya Siddha devotees. Like they are loving Lord as if Lord is dependent on them. We cannot imitate them. It's better to become a servant of Lord and consider Lord as master. This is the safest position at the initial stage. So one should never imitate. I heard one of the stories wherein it was during the time of Srila Prabhupada, many people from outside, from foreign countries, were visiting Vrindavan, and it was obvious that even in those times, there were so-called sages, so-called saints also, who used to cheat them. And there was news, or you can say, there is so and so person who is initiating to become a gopi straight away. No long process, shortcut, directly you become gopi. Okay, solution. So now the problem was that one of the devotee who felt, okay, I should go there, and he was initiated also. And after initiation, initiation of gopi, but Vrindavan Vasi's initiation. Like you will become one of the Nitya Siddha devotee of Vrindavan. It was like that. So he was initiated, and that so-called saint said that, okay, you are a peacock in Vrindavan. Okay, so he was very happy. I am peacock in Vrindavan, okay. So what he had done is what, and he was, and there are other devotees gave complaint to Srila Prabhupada. This one of the devotees is acting very weirdly. What happened? He is moving like a peacock. Karke, he was going like how peacock moves. So Srila Prabhupada says it's an utter nonsense. So one should not approach a very shortcut method to become a Nitya Siddha devotee. Nitya Siddha devotees are always Nitya Siddha, they never fall down, and we are Nitya Baddha. That's why it's very important to go gradually, step by step, with Vaidhi Bhakti. So one of the example, even in Arjuna, in Bhagavad Gita, when Lord Krishna shows his universal form to Lord Arjuna, before that he was thinking, oh, he is my friend only. But when he showed, because he had a doubt, and Lord Krishna is saying, Mata parataram nanyat kinchitasi dhananjaya, mai sarvam idam protam sutre manigana eva. Everything is dependent on me, everything is in me. I am the cause of all causes. So Arjun questioned, okay, then please show me the universal form. You are saying you are the causes of, just manifest that thing in front of me. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that it was not Arjun's doubt, Arjun is asking on the behalf of the common people. Because many people who will portray themselves as God, man and God without showing universal form. So if someone says that I am God, you know, ask them to show universal form. Srila Prabhupada says this in lectures also. So when Lord Krishna manifests himself in his universal form, Aneka Vaktranayanam, Aneka Adbhuta Darshanam, Aneka Divyabharanam, Divya Aneka Uddhata Ayudam, many hands, many legs, many stomachs, many demigods, demons, he manifests many planets, universes. Arjun was astonished, completely clueless. And then he says,
Saketi Matva Prasabham Yuduktam, He Krishna, He Yadava, He Saketi. Ajanata mahimanam tavedam maya pramadat pranayena vapi yachavahasartha satkrutosi vihara shayasana bhojaneshu.
So Arjun says to Lord, Saketi matva prasabham yudiktam, I consider you as my friend, but now you are revealing me that you are the Supreme Lord. Oh, I have done so many offenses. Saketi matva prasabham yuduktam, He Krishna, He Yadava, He Saketi. I used to call you He Krishna, He Yadava. With no respect, completely informal way. He Krishna, He Yadava, He Saketi. Ajanata mahimanam, I don't know the glories of your lordship. That was my mistake. He Krishna, He Yadava, He Saketi. Ajanata mahimanam. Maya pramadat pranayane vapi yachava hasat asat krutosi vihara shayasana bhojeshu bhojaneshu ekathavapya achuta tat samaksham tat shamaye tvamaham aprameyam.
So Lord Krishna, he prays to Lord that while eating, I used to eat with you, I used to sleep with you, I used to crack jokes with you, and even in front of many people I used to crack jokes on you. So I have done a lot of offense. Please, you know, forgive my offenses.
So this is the case where when a Nitya Siddha devotee, when he knows that Lord Krishna is the Supreme, then he forgets his intimate relationship and then he develops a reverential attitude. This is not liked by Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada confirms this thing even in the purport. He says that Lord Krishna likes when a devotee deals with him in an intimate way. And when Arjun was, you know, calling Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Krishna was liking it. When he was cracking jokes, Krishna was liking it. Just a matter of formality, Krishna is showing a universal form and Arjun is having a change of mood. But after that, straight away, Arjun thinks, please remove this universal form, I don't want to see it. Because if that in that universal form you will be always there in front of me, then how can I deal with you in an intimate way?
Dushtemam swajanam Krishna, Dushtemam idam manusham rupam tavasaumyam janardanam idanvinasmi samvrutaha sacheta prakritim gataha.
I want to see the same human form. Please remove this universal form in front of me which you have showed. Please remove this. I want to say the same human-like form so that I can deal with you as my best friend.
Drushtvedam manusham rupam tava saumyam janardanam idanim asmi samvrutah sacheta prakritin gata.
And due to this, when he revealed his two-hand form again, then the lost attitude, the lost mood of friendship again came back. So the yog maya, so that's what, coming to the same point again, where a devotee is anxious about Lord Krishna, is very important to increase the nectar of the pastimes of Lord, to increase the sweetness of the nectar of the pastimes of the Lord. But on the other hand, even Krishna is anxious. It's not an only devotee is anxious about Krishna. Even Krishna is anxious about his devotees.
Tali ek hath se nahi bajti, dono hath bajni chahiye.
When there is a relationship between a two person, the two person should have the same level of commitment. Otherwise, what will happen? The relationship will not maintain or not sustain for a longer time. Marital relationship or a friendship or an official dealing, same level of commitment is there, then only the relationship will be successful. Similarly, if the devotee is anxious about Lord, even Lord is anxious about devotees.
Tomara laite ami hainu avatara, ami bina bandhu ara ke ache tomara.
Jeev jago bhajan, Chaitanya here, it's narrated, it's written that Lord Krishna is a real well-wisher. We may have so many friends in our life, but actually the well-wisher is Lord Krishna. Our so-called friendship, our so-called family is there only till this life, or sometimes only within this life for some time. But Lord Krishna is there with us from time immemorial. Any species we were, Lord Krishna was there. And in future also Lord Krishna will be there us.
Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shantim rachati.
That person will attain eternal peace who have understood this fact that Lord Krishna is the eternal well-wisher of mine. This we should get convinced daily, every day. Every day, we don't have to remember very advanced philosophies. We don't have to torture our intellect to understand this concept, that concept. No problem, you have not understood the philosophy properly or whatever. Remember at least this, that Lord Krishna is my eternal well-wisher. Lord Krishna is anxious about us, that when this soul will come back to Godhead. That's why in Jeev Jago Bhajan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Tomara laite ami hainu avatara, for you I am appearing in this world. And tum toho ki muh pher ke baithe ho. You are not at all listening to me, my instructions. Ami tomara bandhu, ami bina ara bandhu kya ache tomara. And I am the only your eternal friend, there is no one. Lord Krishna is the eternal friend of ours. And one who gives Lord Krishna, he is also our eternal friend. Both of them. Especially, we have to associate either with Lord Krishna, which is very difficult, but at least with the devotees of the Lord Krishna who are giving Lord Krishna. Different types of devotees.
Mahatam bahumanena dinanam anukampaya maitra chaivatma tulleshu yamena niyamena cha.
Three class of devotees: uttam, madhyam, kanishta. So how to deal with them? Kapil Muni says this, gives instructions to Devati, Mata Devuti, that mahatam bahumanena, one should serve as a menial servant to the advanced devotees, one who is senior to you. Mahatam bahumanena dinana manukampaya, one should show mercy on the devotees who are junior to you, who is struggling. We are also struggling, but he is struggling more, so help him. Maitra chaivatma tulleshu, and even we have to be with the same level of devotees also, and we have to build friendship with them and not enmity and not jealousy. So we have to remember this, that devotee and Lord Krishna are well-wishers. So I want to just end with a note here, that like Garga Muni is very anxious. So what I have learned from this, want to share, that Garga Muni is very anxious to protect Lord Krishna. Even we should be very anxious, not only to protect Krishna. It's not possible, we are not on that level to protect Krishna, to think about to protect Krishna, but at least we can think about protecting the mission of Krishna by always being united and always be anxious how to spread the glories of Lord Krishna. Only by spreading the glories of Lord Krishna, we can protect the principles, we can protect the mission. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. सो एनी क्वेश्चंस, मे बी वन और टू क्वेश्चन यू कैन आस्क. श्री प्रभुपाद की